Just then, we heard a knock at the door. Slim frowned and said, "Wonder who that could be." And he opened the door. "Surprise! We decided to come home!" Loper stepped inside and started stomping the snow off his boots. Sally Mae came in behind him, holding the baby.
"Loper worried and worried about those heifers, and he thought he just had to get back."
Her eyes darted around the room to Slim's dirty plate, his spit cup, 3 empty soda pop cans, 4 candy wrappers, 2 magazines, and what was left of Thursday's Ochiltree County Herald, his chaps, his muddy boots, 2 t-shirts, 3 pairs of dirty socks, a pair of boxer shorts hanging on the rocking chair, his tally book, paper cuttings all over the floor.
"What on earth hit this house?"
Slim cleared his throat and steadied his feet. Sally Mae's eyes swung around to me. I smiled and whapped my tail, and she said,
"What's that dog doing in here?"
That was my cue. I tucked my tail, shot into the bedroom, and crawled into the bed. I could hear them discussing my fate in the next room. Sally Mae sounded pretty hot at first, but when Slim explained my heroic behavior, she simmered down. And if it hadn't been for old Hank, those stray dogs might have killed another calf. "Well, after all, it's Christmas Eve."
"Well..."
There was a long, throbbing pause.
"All right, just this once. But we need to teach Hank about washing his dishes and picking up his dirty clothes, don't we?"
I heard them laughing, so made me think they were joking. Around here, you can never be sure. I mean, I've been blamed for everything else, and it wouldn't have surprised me. But this time, they were joking. They called me out from under the bed. Not only did Loper scratch me behind the ears, but Sally Mae even managed a smile and the kindest words she'd ever said to me.
"Hank, if you just didn't smell so bad, you'd probably be a good dog."
It took the 3 of them an hour and a half to clear the wreckage and clean up the kitchen. Sally Mae opened several windows to air the place out. Then she made some hot chocolate, and we all gathered around the tree and sang Christmas carols until bedtime. Instead of going back to his little house down the creek, Slim bunked out on the sofa, and I curled up on the rug in front of the stove. It was a joyous, old-fashioned, cowboy kind of Christmas, the best Christmas I'd ever known.